Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Look, we've had a lot of great calls dealing with the flu and medical workers being told they've got to take it. There's no law. This is made up. I got a guest coming on for about 30 minutes, and I'm going to continue with your calls. But I want to cycle through the calls and get people to call in who see NLE09 martial law takeover drill going on. That's not me saying that. FEMA says that. This is foreign troops with U.S. troops and FEMA and local police in a federalization drill, which practices federalizing everything and then bringing the federal government under international control. And everything's been building towards martial law for a long time. This is probably just one more drill. But we have to pay attention to each event. We can't become conditioned to this. But let's take a few calls right now before this investigative journalist joins us about weird secret societies in D.C. Right now, let's go to who's up next here? Joel in Ohio. You're on the air, Joel.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, I have a question about the flu vaccination. Now, I understand that there's no real laws about the vaccinations and its policies and recommendations.
Yeah, there's never been a law. There's an executive order signed by Bush and then reauthorized by Obama. But when they run around saying, oh, you got to take the shot currently, they haven't implemented that. Notice you don't hear the White House saying it. They're just at the ground level so nobody gets spooked saying you got to take the shot. Go ahead.
What will the legal disposition of that be if they make it mandatory? Will that be an executive order or a real law, or how will that work? Do we know?
Yes. Look, they're not going to be able to get everybody vaccinated this time. They try each time to set up the federal bureaucracy, not just here but worldwide, to force everybody onto this, to set the precedent kind of as just a background idea that it's the law that you've got to take shots. And so they force police, medical workers, firemen. And most say no. Most departments wake up and say no. Some departments have particularly cowardly, dumb people in them and weak-minded police chiefs, and they accept, or weak-minded hospital heads. The last straw was when Tommy Thompson wouldn't even take the shot. He was saying, it's the law, you got to take it. And people said, what law? And I had fire chiefs and police chiefs on and hospital heads saying no. In fact, not just no, hell no. So, But they'll just keep coming back, just like we won't let them pass carbon taxes the last five times. They're back again, and this time pass it to the House. They won't, they tried dozens of times, more than 30 years, to pass hate crimes laws, restrict free speech. They finally passed it out of the House. It's now passed the Senate. It's going into conference. They just keep coming back because they've got the fighting spirit, because they know the fight belongs to who wants it most. And we just got to get into the fight and say, it's fun to fight these people. But see, once they get you to be self-centered and selfish, you don't care about anybody, including yourself. And once people have that attitude, it's an atmosphere where corruption and evil run wild.
You know, you are making a difference in my life, Alex. I work at a store. I keep Endgame in circulation. There's a waiting list for it right now. I got two copies. I keep it circulating. And now more than ever, people are staying in that store after they buy their stuff, and they're listening to what I have to say. Whereas in the past, they would just give me a weird look and leave. So it's very encouraging, and I thank you for that.
Well, God bless you, my friend. Just keep waking people up. Keep getting involved. Keep spreading the word. I mean, look, we've gone from 5, 10, 15% listening to us 10 years ago to the media is almost panicking, going, everybody's a conspiracy theorist now. Nobody believes what we don't. And that's right. No one believes anything they say, even though a lot of the time the media tells the truth because it's an issue that doesn't matter. People don't believe anything now from this scum, and that's healthy. That's how people were 100 years ago. That's what it is to be free. Going, oh, that old timer up on the hill, he doesn't believe anything in the newspaper. He's dumb. Well, we're just finding out right now how smart that old timer was. Just stop being suckers. God bless you, folks. We'll be right back with an important guest on the other side. Stay with us.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law. There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For other associates of C Street, the secretive ministry and living quarters for several members of Congress, at which Governor Sanford and Senator John Ensign of Nevada both received some sort of counseling during their extramarital affairs. A number of other C Street affiliates are now going on the record about the shadowy organization, mainly to defend its secrecy. Senator Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma telling Roll Call newspaper, quote, "It's a great place," and vowing to continue holding foreign policy meetings with African ambassadors at the C Street House. Former Ohio Congressman Tony Hall tells Politico.com the prayer breakfasts he attended at C Street were, quote, "probably some of the best moments I had during the week, precisely because we closed the doors." C Street is also in the news anew because of something that happened on the House floor last week. A member of Congress, one with ties to C Street, argued against public funding for abortion services by saying that if there were public funding for abortion, Barack Obama might have been aborted as a fetus. Also, Clarence Thomas.
If you think of it in human terms, there is a financial incentive that will be put in place, paid for by tax dollars, that will encourage women who are single parents, living below the poverty level, to have the opportunity for a free abortion. If you take that scenario and apply it to many of the great minds we have today, who would we have been deprived of? Our president grew up in those similar circumstances. If that financial incentive was in place, is it possible that his mother may have taken advantage of it? Clarence Thomas, Supreme Court Justice, if those circumstances were in place, is it possible that we have been denied his great mind?
Representative Todd T. Hart, Republican of Kansas. I wonder we settled on those two, Clarence Thomas and Barack Obama. What do they have in common? Congressman T. Hart was first elected as part of the Republican Revolution in 1994. He is now running for the United States Senate in Kansas. Joining us now is Jeff Charlotte, who wrote about Congressman T. Hart.
Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows.
Hello, folks. Here in the last 2 hours of the radio show today, we're simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv in living color. I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members for joining us and all the AM and FM shortwave satellite internet listeners as well, and the folks listening to the free podcast later at Infowars.com. Jeff Charlotte, I've seen him on a lot of national TV programs and I read an article he wrote for the New York Times. He is a New York Times best-selling author of The Family, The Secret Fundamentalism at the Heart of American Power. I actually saw an article about him in the New York Times. And a contributing editor to Harper's and Rolling Stone, has been writing about the intersection of religion, politics, and culture for more than a decade. His writing on religion has earned him praise from writers, and it goes on from there. His new book is The Family, and we've got that up on screen for everybody. The Secret Fundamentalism at the Heart of American Power. He's here with us for most of the hour. Then wide open phones coming up at the end of the hour and in the fourth hour, covering the flu hype and NLE09 martial law drills going on. So that's coming up. Jeff, thank you for coming on with us.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me. It's a real honor.
You bet. Honor to have you. I wanted to play Rachel Maddow kind of breaking down what you were going over first. Tell us about yourself, how you got interested in this, about this group on K Street, the family, and then how it ties into Ashcroft's group, the Brotherhood, that's also out of another house or the same house. It all gets confusing. There's other secretive right-wing Christian groups like the Council on National Policy. There's a lot of different organizations, and I haven't studied them all, but I've tried to look at some of them. Tell us about how you woke up to this group.
Well, first I should say it's a C Street, not K Street, and you know
C Street. There you go. Yeah, see,
yeah,
I get them
exactly.
All.
We think of K Street as the kind of the avenue of influence in Washington. I think we've got a
now. Yeah, the lobbyists. I had a Freudian slip. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they're acting like it, aren't they? You know, it began. I was several years ago. I was working on my first book. I was traveling around the country and spending time with unusual religious communities, and a friend of mine, worried that her brother had joined a cult, said, would you meet with him? This was way back in 2011. And so this guy came up. I'd known him for 12 years, and frankly, he'd always been kind of a jerk. But he had really turned his life around, despite the fact he left his career, left his relationship to move to Washington and be of service to powerful people. And he said, look, you won't understand it unless you see it, and you can't get in unless you're invited. And I said, well, how do I apply? And he said, there are no applications. There's just the family. So I that sounded interesting to me, not as a believer, but just as a person who is interested about the varieties of religious experience, you might say. So I went down and spent about a month living with these guys, and I didn't know it was political at first, but then we had a visit from Senator Jesse Helms. I said, okay, all right, I think I understand.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, this doesn't sound, and I'm not defending the group because I don't even know enough about it to even get its name right, but C Street, the family, C Street's the name, and obviously the house. If it's such a cult, and I do agree, it looks pretty culty, why did they just let you right in then?
First of all, I actually say that they are not a cult. I don't think they are cultish, but not a cult. You know, because a cult has certain characteristics. They are cultish. They've got the cult of personality around their leader, Doug Coe. But what they really believe in the sort of networks of elites. And so because I was invited, that's the only way you get in. You get invited. So because I was invited by this guy, that made me sort of okay. And I think they were actually interested in the fact that I'm a journalist, a writer, because they saw me as an influencer, someone who can help spread the message. So they had me into this house. I originally wrote about this for Harper's Magazine. If anyone's sitting out there being skeptical, that all went through fact-checking, legal review, never been disputed. Lived with these guys for a month.
Okay, but I mean, they're pretty confident then about the way they operate and the way they work to let a prominent journalist into their midst, though.
I wouldn't say I was prominent at that point, but you know, they've been around for 70 years. They do believe in secrecy. The leader of the group, Doug Coe, says the more invisible you can make your organization, the more influence it will have.
Okay, so but you did infiltrate to a certain level. So this is cultish then.
Yeah, oh, it's absolutely cultish. I mean, you know, there's a cult of personality around this guy, Doug Coe, whom they sometimes call First Brother. They say he has a special relationship with God unparalleled by anyone else in the world. And that also that the inner circle members, and here's where it gets really creepy when we're talking about Senator Ensign, Governor Sanford, guys linked to the group, the inner circle members are not bound by the same morality that applies to the rest of us. The morality is a human construct, and God has a different story ready for these powerful men.
Now, is this the same group that Ashcroft's part of? Because I saw articles like 4 or 5 years ago about, and did some research about Ashcroft, part of a house he lived at, and other people that were members. I mean, is this the only group like this, or are you aware of others?
No, you're thinking of Ashcroft. I spent, you may even have been looking at my, I mean, I've been writing about this for a while. John Ashcroft, I lived with him for a month and then discovered they had dumped 600 boxes of documents unorganized. They hadn't even sifted through them in Billy Graham's archive. So I went.
Yeah, so that was your article I did read about how they don't really care about abortion and they like Machiavelli, wasn't it? I mean, I'm going from memory here.
Not as much social issues. John Ashcroft, I found letters dating back to the early 1980s. John Ashcroft was writing to the leader of the group, Doug Coe, First Brother, saying that he wanted to get involved and could he be helped. And that's what the family has done historically. They've identified guys that they think they can work with, and then they groom them and sort of raise them up the political ladder. Doug Coe, the leader of the group, he likes to say, we work with power where we can, build new power where we can't. And that means that they've got a lot of political allies in Washington.
So it's like a political religious fraternity.
Very much so, very much so.
Okay, well, I mean, I know I'm throwing a lot of points in here because I've, over the years I've done research here or there, but you forget a lot more than you can actually comprehend. But I know there's all these weird secretive groups. Did you ever run into any connections in this group with Masons, Masonic groups, or with Opus Dei Catholic groups, or with the CNP, Council on National Policy?
There's a lot of overlap with the CNP, guys like Ed Meese and various members like that. But one of the most interesting connections I did find was Opus Dei. And you might almost describe the family as kind of a Protestant Opus Dei, but they lack even the integrity of Opus Dei. But they originally, they were very interested in working in Spain. They were very interested in working around the world. The dictator for a long time there was named Franco, and he was not interested in having any Protestant groups around. Until they made contact with the ministers in his government, Opus Dei members, and then started building up a network of alliances. From our research, I got to spend a lot of time with Senator Sam Brownback of Kansas, who has the unique distinction of being a member of the family and an associate of Opus Dei. He converted to a very strange kind of Catholicism through Opus Dei's chapel, which, appropriately enough, actually is on K Street in Washington.
Okay, see, those are the questions I haven't seen asked on television. I've read your articles over the years and haven't read your book yet, though we just got it. And so I've got a piece here, a piece there, and I'm trying to delve more into the architecture of left-wing and right-wing groups. Did you ever run into any connections to Bohemian Grove? Because a lot of, quote, Christian conservatives that have these big public personas as Christian conservatives also go to the Grove that Richard Nixon described as a homosexual orgy.
I don't know about that part, but Doug Coe certainly is a long time. Doug Coe, the leader of the group, is a long time attendee, and you know certainly we're talking about here. You know, guys like Ed Meese, Senator, or former Attorney General Ashcroft, Senator Ensign. We're talking about the power elite,
and so they do go to Bohemian Grove. There is a Vatican connection. There is a Bohemian Grove connection. It's just always the same.
Well, you know, I'm actually wary of calling that a Vatican connection. I would call that an Opus Dei connection. I think
gotcha.
Opus Dei is a little bit distinct. I mean, you know, look, mainstream American Catholicism, there is, I have no issue with that whatsoever.
Oh, hey, I'm not here bashing any groups either. I mean, this is a secular radio show. I'm trying to see how all these groups tie together.
Yeah, and I think you're drawing some connections that are important to make.
Wow. Well, listen, I'm going to try to let you roll when we get back. I just wanted to ask some questions that I haven't heard asked of you before. It's really great having you here with us. The book, ladies and gentlemen, is The Family. And it is available all over bookstores. It's got a great cover, too, but also a great book inside. Jeff Charlotte, he'll be our guest on the other side of this.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 4th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $990.90. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $10.18.88, $509.44 for the half-ounce, or $254.72 for a quarter-ounce. That's $10.18.88, $509.44 for $254.72.
Bailout equals market distortions increase money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust, or is it time to ensure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems, or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Wow. All I can say is wow. Times are changing fast. Scary needles. Laws changing until pretty soon. It'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure, but I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health. Good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight, detoxify, and get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. Getthetea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at getthetea.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Undersafes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Undersafes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUndersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-456-7 1801. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUndersafes.com. That's GrafUnder safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Folks, just a program note, in the next couple weeks and in the next month and a half, we're going to have some huge guests on. I'm just going to leave it at that. And no, those huge guests are not the big astronauts we got coming on the next 2 weeks. And I'm just going to leave it at that, little Easter egg, as they say, like on a DVD, the little hidden goodie. That is coming up later. Going back to the author of The Family, Jeff Charlotte, and this is just a bottomless pit of weirdness, but he's a great journalist, writes for Harper's and for the New York Times as well. I saw an article in the New York Times. He writes for Harper's and Rolling Stone. The reason I was bringing up Harper's is it was actually Harper's had the interview with Nixon when he was talking about the Bohemian Grove. And so that was where my quote from that came. Okay, you got the floor. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. Start at the beginning. You get to get inside there. You've written articles about how it's not really Christian, though, from not wanting to stop abortion and saying we like Machiavelli. I'm going from memory here, but a lot of weird stuff. What is it really? Some type of strange intelligence front? Because just in a snapshot, that's what it looks like to me.
You know, it goes back. It begins in 1935. They organize Abram Baradi believes that he has a vision, that God comes to him and speaks to him, tells him that Christianity has been getting it wrong for 2,000 years, that any focus on the poor, the weak, the suffering, the down and out, that's not right. What God wants him to be is a missionary to and for the powerful, the up and out, he calls them. He begins organizing guys like Henry Ford and a group of congressmen. He gets some businessmen together. He starts out in the state of Washington. They manage to elect a governor, and on that basis, they start going overseas. They're involved with the whitewashing of Nazis after World War II, and then they start...
Excuse me, something about Nazis?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. It's always suspicious when someone talks about that stuff, but it's
no, it's not. I mean, you mentioned Henry Ford.
Henry Ford, exactly. Well, they were very sympathetic. See, they began with this idea, you know, not only that God wanted them to serve the powerful instead of the powerless, but they began with this idea. They were looking around the world in the 1930s, and they thought democracy was done. They said democracy cannot compete with fascism and communism. Well, communism was definitely not for them. These were very wealthy businessmen. And fascism looked pretty good, but they didn't like Hitler. They didn't like Mussolini. So they said, what we're going to do is a totalitarianism for Christ, which is sort of missing the point of the Christian message, but that was their approach. And they started recruiting a lot of American fascist sympathizers. And over the years, when they go and make alliances with foreign dictators, they look for guys who exemplify that model. Doug Coe, the leader of the group, has said, he likes to say to congressmen, he says, who were the three men in the 20th century who best understood the message of the New Testament? And maybe you say something like Dietrich Bonhoeffer or Martin Luther King, or maybe you're more conservative and you say Billy Graham. He says, no. He says, Hitler, Stalin, and Mao. And he says, what they understood is that the New Testament, and this is their reading, is not about love or mercy or and justice or forgiveness. It's about power. And those guys understood power. So you want to model yourself on power. Another sermon you can find actually online on the website of the Navigators, a Christian Right group. They have an audio sermon of Coe saying, because you know how Jesus said, you got to put me before your mother, father, brother, sister. He says, well, Hitler, Mao, that's what they taught the kids. This is a direct quote. He says, Mao even had the kids killing their parents, but it wasn't murder, see, because it was for building the new nation, the new kingdom.
My God, this guy. But hold on. I mean, this is incredible. And you were there. This is published. It's in your book. And I'm familiar with the fake right wing Chicago School of Business, all of this. Milton Friedman, you know the same social.
Oh, yeah, the Falcons are real. There's a real overlap with those guys because those guys are all going on this premise of what Plato called the noble lies, the idea that regular folks can't handle the truth and some elites need to make decisions.
And that's
for
why
us.
They like Machiavelli. Man, but see, it's all interconnected. I didn't know they were into Straussian. I just knew it fit with the Chicago school. Man, these people are just monstrous. But you know, Obama has got a bunch of the Straussians pulling his strings.
Yeah, he's got some family guys in there, too. General Jim Jones, who's, you know, one of his close advisors, the guy who's been on...
Oh, my God, General James L. Jones, the head of the National Security Council, the real
indeed,
government?
Indeed, and I'll tell you one that's a little bit crazier. She's not a
Whoa.
Member of the group. She's what they call a friend of the group, and they're very careful about those distinctions. She says of Doug Coe, this man owns this quote in this language by Hitler and Mao. She says he's a genuinely loving spiritual mentor and guide. She says she turned to him when she first came to Washington in 1994. Who am I talking about? But none other than Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. And
oh, my gosh. Hold on. Let me stop you. So it's bipartisan. Hold on. We got a break. This is blowing me away. We're doing the full hour with you. Two long segments coming up. That was a short one. See, the problem is, I haven't read the book yet. I've read a lot of your news articles. A lot of what's in there, I've confirmed separate places over the years, so I know you're telling the truth. Plus, they admit you went there and lived there. So, but it's just all these dots just connected. And people kept asking me about CMP, CMP, CMP. I didn't really know much about it. Now,
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah,
fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid, even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid. Some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
Okay, folks, quiz time. What resource takes care of your food needs at a moment's notice most of the year, is easily preserved for the rest of the year, is nutritious, abundant, forever GMO-free, and is free for the taking? Give up? Your answer is Wild Edible Food. With Linda Runyon's whole enchilada package on your shelf, you'll never be high and dry when everyone else is up the creek without a paddle. In fact, you'll be able to help everyone you know with the extensive knowledge gained from the 7 items in the whole enchilada package, which include books, cards, and video, as well as 2 free gifts. Now, I'd love to say this resource will always be available as your safety net, but in a national emergency, that may just not be true. And now it's on sale. That's right, until September 14th, everything is 10% off. So go to our website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of this offer before September 14th or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE for the easiest and cheapest food backup plan. Do it now.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be honest with listeners. A lot of times when I have a guest on, I'm focused. I've got notes. I got a bunch of facts. A few days ago, I saw Mr. Charlotte on Rachel Maddow. I was back in the break room drinking coffee and eating dinner up here working on a film. And I said, I've read his stuff before. Yeah, I know about Ashcroft and all those guys in this group. And I've been doing some more research on that. I want to get him on. But Maddow was making it a left-right thing and about how these guys are all cheating on their wives and how they're hypocrites. And I was like, I've read his articles and other articles about this group, how it's all Machiavellian and the end justifies the means and dictators and strongmen. And I go, man, that fits into Chicago school and the neocons and, you know, this whole sick philosophy that the globalists just kind of use to get well-meaning men to do evil things. The higher-up psychopaths are using it just as a control system, and it's one of many groups. But certainly then as he made the connections to even more powerful organizations, and I guess there is something to this. You know, I don't get too obsessed on this group or that group. I've found if it's CFR, Trilateral Commission, Bilderberg, Bohemian Grove, then it's every other group. The leadership of these groups are the leadership of all the other groups. And so it's kind of an interlocking directorate. But I'll be honest, Now that I heard him roll with info I'd never heard him say on the shows, because they always compartmentalize it, it made all these connections, because you've got other secretive right-wing groups like the CNP, and I've had guests on over the years that mentioned that. I thought of it more as a right-wing think tank that were globalist, but it also had some anti-globalist in it, like the Hunt brothers, so that confused me. And I don't think anything's the top of the pyramid. I think at the top of the pyramid, it's all these groups nexusing in. But then I didn't know there was a Opus Dei connection. I just threw it out there. He said yes and listed the names. And then a Pentagon connection with the head of national security, that's, which really is the real shadow government, James L. Jones, and the Chicago School, and the neocons. And so you just blew me away. You just got my attention. And so I want to get more into the Opus Dei connection, more of the national security connection. Take your time on Hillary as a friend. Take your time on their missions, their operations, what they're doing worldwide. I know you cover it all in the book. I've read part of it just out and already a bestseller, The Family, Jeff Charlotte. But Jeff, go ahead. Run through it all. Give us the, you know, the key information here. And bottom line, just from knowing what I know about separate groups that nexus in, this does sound pretty sinister.
Yeah, I'm glad you're saying this, Alex, and I think you're exactly right. We never want to make the mistake of saying there's one group that controls it all. There's multiple power bases, and you know, the point I'm trying to make here is that the family is one of the most influential power bases, and yet it hasn't been measured. A sociologist, conservative sociologist, actually, as it happens, down there in Texas at Rice University, did a survey of 360 politicians in Washington, asking them to name the religious group that is most influential. One in three named the family. That's more than any other group got. That was more votes than James Dobson's Focus on the Family, more than any other group. They named the family, and what's crazy about this is the family denies that they exist. If you call up the leader of the group, as I had NBC News did last year where I did a segment with them, and they said, oh, no, there's nothing to see here. We don't exist. There is no group. It's just a group of friends. Fortunately, I had already shared with NBC News their tax records and the 600 boxes of documents that show, I think, something that does indeed go beyond left and right. This is a group about power. You know, again, I'll just repeat that saying that they have. We work with power where we can, build new power where we can. What that means is, unlike some right-wing groups that are just sort of extensions of the Republican Party, the family wants connections to Democrats as well. One is Senator Mark Pryor of Arkansas, pro-war Democrat from Arkansas. And
So they're apolitical. They want power.
Oh, no, they're not apolitical. I wouldn't say that. They want power. They have some specific ends. One is they believe in sort of a free market fundamentalism. They believe
in... Well, by apolitical, I meant they don't care about labels.
They don't care about labels. They care about power, right. They care about power and their agenda. And the agenda is two things. It's free market fundamentalism and it's American empire. That's what they've been working on for 70 years. And I heard the lead-in, so you may appreciate this. When back in 1945, the leader of the group, Abraham Baraidi, I believe coined this phrase. I believe he may have been the first one to use it, although I think you'll know if I'm wrong. He said, there's a coming new world order. And he says, we're entering into world... 1945, that is documented in their archives, which anyone...
Yeah, I don't think he coined it, but the fact that he used it, Hitler used it. Hitler used it. H.G. Wells wrote a book called The New World Order.
Okay, so it predates him, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, he was an interesting admirer of Hitler. Basically, they said, you know, what we're aiming for is a form of totalitarianism. They said, how about a fascist dictatorship for Christ?
No, Hitler is one of the earliest. You can't find, right around the same time, Hitler starts using it. Then H.G. Wells uses it, but they both wanted different forms of socialism. Hitler, a more fascist form, though they're supposedly on different ends of the spectrum, National Socialists, the Nazis.
Yeah.
And then Hitler wanted to have somebody kidnap and kill H.G. Wells. So, like you said, there's competing factions. But to go ahead.
Well, I mean, you know, that's what, the, you know, when I said the bottom line is American empire, and that's what led them into alliances. You know, we were talking before the break about their role in sort of whitewashing the records of former Nazis. One was a guy named Herman J. Abbs, who was vice president of the German operation after the war, became known as the Wizard of the West German Miracle, a brilliant financier until it was discovered that before he was Germany's banker, he was the man known as Hitler's banker. He, in fact, had helped spirit away untold amounts of German money to the Nazis who escaped to South America. And he was
so we have a Nazi connection with money coming over? Because we know the Bushes with Prescott have that connection.
Well, there's more than that. The head of their Swiss operation after the war was a banker named Alfred Herz, who used the family and its access to American politicians to come over and lobby for America to lay off all the money that, of course, they had stolen from the Swiss banks, had stolen from the Jews who had been killed, and you know, the so-called Nazi gold. You know, we forget that there were actually early attempts to investigate that stuff, and Alfred Herz, working through congressmen like Senator Alexander Wiley from Wisconsin and others, was able to lobby successfully using this group's network. That's really what this group
Wait
is.
Wait a minute. This is the group that blocked the investigation of the rat line and the gold and diamonds?
I said they were a group. You know, I think you made an important point. There's no single group controlling all this stuff, but there's lots of different power bases in Washington.
Yeah, it's like a swarm of viruses or something. It's a whole bunch of them, but going in the same direction, more power, more control. Specifically, let's get more into that history, but can you backtrack? Because I read your articles years ago in Harper's and Rolling Stone. Because I remember just reading this and then going and Googling some of it and finding that, you know, you were telling the truth because it was so shocking about their philosophy. And we don't care about abortion. We want Jesus wants power. We don't care about, you know, this and that. We like Machiavelli. I mean, this sounds like a psycho cult masquerading as Christians.
Well, let me give you a quote. This is from the news, and we had in that lead-in, we had a Congressman Todd Tehart talking about abortion. It's not that they don't care about those issues. The group tends to be pretty right-wing conservative, so they care. This is not their bottom line. Their bottom line is American empire. But one time I was at the C Street House. This is the house in Washington where they're providing below-market housing for congressmen, Republicans and Democrats, by the way. This is a bipartisan thing. This is bipartisan power lust, you might say. And I was there, and Doug Coe, the leader of the group, was counseling Congressman Todd Tehart. And Todd Tehart had come in. Todd Tehart is not what you would call an enlightened man. He said he was concerned that the Christian was losing the race with the Muslim. And, you know, he said, what is this guy talking about? This is crazy. What he meant was he said that Muslims are having too many babies while Christians are not having enough. So it turns out Tehart represents himself as an ardent foe of abortion. What he means is abortion for Christians. He doesn't care if Muslims have abortions. In fact, he would like that. Well, now, Doug Coe, listening to this, says, okay, yeah, I hear you talking about this abortion issue. You know, I sort of agree with you on that, and that's fine. But I want you to think bigger. He says, what I want you to do is to think in terms of a covenant. And he describes a covenant as something that men or of power enter into secretly, privately. He calls it a publicly invisible but privately identifiable group of companions. That's in their official document. It's a covenant. He says, with a covenant, you can do so much more. He says, think of men who had a covenant. He says, think of the mafia. And then I'm just direct quoting here. Here's his examples of where he looks for his leadership lessons. Hitler, Pol Pot, Osama bin Laden, and Lenin. So all we can see here is that he was an equal opportunity admirer of killers.
Good Lord. But again, when you're saying all of this, I'm thinking about the Straussian economists and philosophers. I'm thinking about the Chicago School, the Rockefellers. The Rockefellers similarly funded other schools of thought. Do you ever run into Rockefeller foundations or Rockefeller money and all this?
Yeah, Rockefeller, and there may be more, but in the early days of the family, you know, the Rockefeller Foundation, of course, has gone through a lot of different incarnations. You know, at one point it was essentially almost a front for CIA money, and that's been documented pretty well.
And it founded modern eugenics.
Yeah. In the early days, they were indeed giving the family, which was then known as International Christian Leadership. They changed their name every few years, they say, to avoid scrutiny, basically. But he gave some money to them to get started. I mean, you really see all the titans of American commerce.
Well, you always have the Rockefellers. I mean, discovering cancer viruses, Rockefellers. Setting up them. I mean, just the whole system was set up by these people. I see. I didn't know that. You're the expert. Of course, they're involved. It's kind of like you lift up a stone, and that's where you find the bugs. But look, other key points. I'm interrupting. This just gets more insane.
Sure.
Is their power getting greater? Is it waning? Do you get threats? What is it like?
Well, I tell, this is almost maybe the comic section of the book, because I first written about this in Harper. So in chapter 9 of the book, The Family, I talked about some of the early reactions. One was a speaking engagement in Germany. Get over there. Turns out the whole speaking series is paid for by the U.S. Embassy. Get off the plane. My German host says, there's a problem. Your ambassador says that he cannot pay for you because you are an enemy of Jesus. And I said, this is the ambassador of the United States is saying this kind of thing. Who is it? It's a guy named Senator Dan Coates. Not the brightest bulb on the porch. He considers Dan Quayle his mentor, a guy so off the charts that when Bush proposed him for Secretary of Defense, Cheney vetoed him as too fanatical. That's that kind of guy. But the more, even one of the odder responses was a phone call I get from one day from a guy who's an executive for the oil company, Pride Former, a very big international company involved in this stuff. He's calling me from Angola. Says he's just a fan of my work. That great. Call from Angola, from a fan of my work. As we talk for a good long while, it turns out he's a member of the family. He's actually trying to recruit me back into it. So I try and get some counterarguments. I said, what about the family's involvement in Indonesia? And the dictator Suharto killed 1.2 million of his own people. And his only counterargument is, that must be what God wanted for Indonesia. 1.2 million people dead. That was God's will.
The truth is, they're playing God. That's what this whole power trip's about.
Yeah, it was very well put to me by I did an interview with someone from the Cato Institute, which is a very conservative think tank in Washington, and they really believe in free markets. And so I thought they weren't going to like the book, but they looked at it and they said, these guys aren't talking about free markets. There's nothing free about this. This is crony capitalism. The phrase they used, I thought, was really just dead on, was self-interest by proxy. These guys get together in a small group. That's what a prayer cell is. That's what Senator Ensign, who we've been hearing about, Governor Sanford, those guys, Senator Coburn, they get together in a prayer cell. They don't actually read the Bible. I've been there for these things. They don't actually study the Bible. One man will say, I have a message from Jesus. I think Jesus gave me a message for you. And in the case of Senator Ensign and Coburn, the message seemed to be pay your mistress some hush money to keep yourself out of the public eye. But, the one thing that's really important about that whole scandal, and you mentioned talking about it on NATO and so on, and focused on the sex scandals of Republicans, the more important thing is I don't care about their sex scandals.
Exactly. The question is, I don't want you to get in a fight with Maddow, but why is the media always making it left-right?
Maddow is one of the very few people pushing the story. I mean, this story has been around for a while, and I'm not – every now and then someone makes an attempt. The Los Angeles Times did a year-long investigation, 2002, published their results, incredible stuff. Linking the family to Central American death squads, all kinds of stuff, expected, waited for their Pulitzer. The Pulitzer Prize winning reporter did it. Not a peep. Last year, I did a segment with NBC Nightly News with Andrea Mitchell hosting, and we had Hillary Clinton talking about her involvement. We had video of Doug Coe talking about the great leadership example of the fellowship that he tries to promote is like that one enjoyed by Hitler, Himmler, and Goering. And, NBC thought they had the scoop of the campaign season, not a peep, because our American political press, they're religiously illiterate, they don't know the questions to ask, and,
Hitler was a freak. I mean, why this obsession with Hitler?
It's the most extreme. I mean, in some ways, it's sort of, it is very literally idiotic. At one point I asked someone that when I was living with us, guys, I said, I find this very troubling. They said, well, it's not his end that we're interested in. It's his methods. And you're just blown away by that. But even that, they
but somebody's behavior is the manifestation of who they are.
Exactly. Well, and Hitler's methods were absolutely horrific. But they misunderstand those. They like to talk about, they say, look, here's what Hitler did. Hitler got together with a little group of friends in the back of a Bavarian beer hall and working together, just like you guys are going to work together, whether it's Senator Ensign and Senator Coburn or two younger guys in the group, just like you work together, look what they were able to do. They were able to take over the world.
But that's the same baloney.
It's insane. It's just, Hitler killed all his friends.
Hitler also, this is mainline history, was hired by German intelligence to set that group up to monitor people. And then it got some British funding later from the King of England, Edward VIII. And so Hitler didn't just pop up out of a cabbage patch.
Well, the important thing to recognize with these guys is that they're all sort of power-hungry, political opportunist. And I think that's what you get with a family. You know, the thing about it is, look, a lot of the young guys I live with, even some of the congressmen I've spoken to, they get involved with the best of intentions. They really genuinely do. I'll even say that of Senator Brownback.
Yeah, that's like congressmen going to Kim, the head of the Washington Times, Mr. Moon. I mean, total cult. And they said, we didn't know that this was going to be a crowning ceremony as him as the Messiah. There they are, embarrassed, gulping as crowns are being put on his head. How does that individual tie into all this?
You know, there's a big overlap there, but that's, you know, that's yet again a distinct power base. But there is that overlap. And that example that you give, we didn't know, I think that's been in the news. Again, I emphasize the bipartisan aspect of this. Congressman Bart Stupak of Michigan has been living for 7 years in this house run by the family, getting subsidized rent, which is a gift, which he should be reporting, which he hasn't. And when the Michigan press asked him about this, he said, gee, I didn't know. I just walked by these foreign policy meetings in my dining room, accepted this cheap rent, and I never bothered to ask questions. It's just not plausible to say you didn't know at that point.
And there's also a Bohemian Grove connection. You know what Nixon said about that. Anyway, sir, stay there. We're going to come right back and continue with other key points.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
Our guest is going to be with us another 5 minutes in the next hour. Then totally open phones at 1-800-259-9231 on NLE09. The military drills. What do you see in your area? Troops from 14 nations involved. That's FEMA.gov. More on the flu, fear-mongering, all of this. But Jeff Charlotte, I got to have him back up in the near future. JeffCharlotte.com. Charlotte spelled SHARLET.com. The book is The Family. We'll put that up on screen. But here is Mr. Moon, Sun Young Moon, the head of the Moonies, having crowns put on, saying he's above Jesus. And I don't try to get in fights with all these religious groups and all this. It's just that when they try to get political power and have secretive agendas, they have to be discussed. And I expose everything here. That's all we're trying to do. And this is freakish. And there's nothing Christian about John Ashcroft and his Patriot Act and the rest of it. There's nothing liberal about Barack Obama hiring nothing but K Street Boys now and swearing he never would. But I want to come back in this final five-minute segment in a few minutes to take two or three calls. But first, in the 4 or 5 minutes we have left in this segment, other key points you haven't told us about as you're giving us the dirt on these individuals.
Well, you know, I think the biggest point that we want to look at is how the family is acting like a lobby. They're not registered as a lobby, but they're paying for travel for congressmen to go overseas. Senator Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma went on at least 20 missionary trips to Africa. Who paid for it? In that case, he actually finagled. He says he went on behalf of the family, promoting the political philosophy of Jesus as taught to him by Doug Coe. Those are
so it's
words.
A tax-exempt lobby on top of it.
But in his case, he went even further. He actually got the Senate Armed Services Committee to pay for it, $187,000. He went to the president of Nigeria. State Department didn't want him to meet with him, went there. You got Senator Coburn going to Lebanon. This is a country that's had civil war between Christians and Muslims for a long, long time. They do not need this kind of interference. Senator Coburn went there and he said, you know what, on his official form, paid for by the family, by one of their foundations, International Foundation, he says, I'm going to set up confidential Christian prayer cells in the Lebanese government, just like the one he used to help cover up the political affairs of Senator Ensign. So this group is doing this stuff. And when we dig into their own history, we dig into their own archives, we don't have to accuse them or make any wild-eyed, you know, claims and so on. We see an absolutely bloody history.
And how are you getting into their archives?
They dumped 600 boxes of unorganized papers in the Billy Graham Center archives. And I went there. I was one of the very first people to start poking around, and we're talking about budgets, memos, formal correspondence, even confidential government documents, a lot of stuff on congressional.
Why is it at the Billy Graham Center? Is he involved?
Marginally, but not too much. A little bit. I think he's got his own thing going. But Billy Graham did help them set up this annual ritual, which has become sort of an annual lobbying festival called the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington. Every year, everybody attends. The president attends. Congress attends. It's ostensibly ecumenical. Everybody is represented. Internal document says anything could happen. Even the Quran could be read. And by that, they meant they're referring to Saudi Prince Bandar, who they invited to speak. He said, but Jesus is there. He is infiltrating the world. And by Jesus, of course, you just have to remember, they're not talking about anything you ever learned in Sunday school. They're talking about the idea of American empire. They're talking about the idea.
They're talking about the Hitler Jesus. Now,
the Jesus of strength and power rather than the one of love and forgiveness, yes.
Well, look, obviously intelligence agencies love to use missionaries in groups like this. And as you said, the Rockefellers deeply involved in that. So this is obviously just one more powerful group in all of this. And I would imagine you would say even some of the people involved are doing so, they believe, for good reasons. I think that's what it's for, is to co-opt well-meaning Christian men to kind of warp their sense for the end justifies the means to then go carry out really bad stuff. But we'll get your take on that in 70 seconds and take a couple phone calls.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.